This podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
And welcome to another edition of the Inside Rutgers Athletics podcast. This is Jimmy Gill. Great to be joined by Rutgers baseball head coach Steve Owens for his weekly update. Scarlet Knights are currently 12-12 after dropping 3-4 to Iowa. We'll be heading to Michigan this weekend. So, coach, sort of the halfway point of the season here. We'll go through the series against Iowa shortly, but just where do you see the state of the team right now at 12-12?
I feel pretty good about where we're at right now. Feel like we've been, you know, quite solid in many ways. We've shown a lot of improvement. We've been very, very competitive each and every weekend. You know, we've tied 2 weekends, we've lost 2 weekends, and we've won 3 weekends. That kind of puts you, you know, at 500. And, you know, when you look backwards, which, you know, you can look backwards for a little bit, but then you got to turn around and look forward. But when you do look backwards a little bit, there's been 4 or 5 games that, you know, potentially we played well enough in to win and, you know, kind of blew them at the end. But in the same token, you know, we've won a couple late in the same type of fashion, you know, scoring late on the other team's bullpen. So in general, you know, I feel like we're headed in the right direction, and we've progressed in many ways, and I feel like we're, you know, pretty solid ball club right now with a bright future, but we're working hard to try to get better each and every week.
So those 12 wins would be the most Rutgers has ever had in a Big Ten season. 9 was previous. So offensively, 35 home runs. The team previous high was 12. Is that sort of the team you're trying to build, a big slugging offensive team?
I think that's one of the ways that we score this year. You know, it's been the most important part of our, you know, of our offense so far in our wins, I would say. But that's not, you know, how we're trying to build our offense. We're trying to build, you know, a team that can hit for power and can hit for average and swings at strikes and takes balls and has a good on base percentage and situationally can hit. So there's a lot of components. You know, we try to be good at everything, but you know, we're still working through a lot of those things. It takes, you know, time to develop those type of approaches and mindset and the repetition it needs, you know, to have all those different factors involved in your offense every day. That's almost impossible to have, but you know, we like, you know, I guess I would recruit more to, you know, bigger physical position players that can hit for extra base hits. And I think some of our young players especially have shown some great promise with some of the power numbers that they're putting up. So I think that's probably, you know, a good characterization of kind of where we're at offensively. We'd like to score more runs by getting 5 hits in a row. But, you know, right now we'll take them how we get them.
So looking to the mound, would you say as far as this assessment that the starting pitching has been pretty consistent, but some inconsistency out of the bullpen so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, you never, you know, we did have a couple weeks in a row where we got, you know, 3 good starts on the weekend. You know, this weekend, I think we got 2 quality starts out of 4. So, you know, each and every week there's different things that happen. You know, you'd love to get a quality start every single game and then, you know, have the bullpen do its job. That's just not realistic. But I feel like for the most part, we're getting quality starts. Our starters' numbers are pretty good. They've given us decent length. You know, the batting average against is relatively low, and they've given us an opportunity, you know, if we can score some runs and defend and then hand the ball off, you know, to win some games. So I feel like the starters have done a very solid job, and hopefully, you know, they're in midseason form right now and can stay healthy and you know, lock in for 6 more weeks and really pitch well for us. And our bullpen, each and every one of the guys that has been called upon, and some have pitched once or twice, and some have pitched 10 or 11 times. Sometimes it's once a weekend, sometimes it's twice. And in Kyle Muller's case, he pitched 3 times, you know, at Northwestern. So that's too much to ask of somebody. But, you know, there's different positives and negatives. I guess the lack of consistency is something that's plagued us a little bit, where, you know, one of our guys goes out and has a lights out, you know, outing, really electric and pitches with confidence. And then, you know, we think they're locked in, we give them the ball in a tough situation the next weekend and it's not good. So, you know, we need consistencies that we trust. We need them to pitch situationally to understand the game, the count, the score, the inning, who they're facing, you know, to know who it's okay to walk and when and why and who you can't walk, and who to be careful with and who chases and who doesn't. So there's a lot of factors into relief pitching, and it's a difficult task. We have some good guys back there. They've done some solid things. I guess there's times when we just don't have the answer with who's going to be, you know, the dude that gets it done for us on a given day. We've relied on several different people, and it's kind of like a committee type situation. I feel that it'll continue to be that, you know, going forward throughout the rest of the season. You know, we don't have Mariano Rivera. We have good, solid pitchers that have done some very good stuff for us, and we have to trust them and keep putting them out there. And sometimes the results will be great, and sometimes, you know, we just have to live with what happens.
And what have your impressions been as far as the Big Ten so far, having seen 8 different opponents?
I think it's a great conference. I think the teams are very good. You know, this year with unlimited rosters based on COVID waivers and the shortened draft, having, you know, many, many kids that would have been in the professional draft last year back on all these rosters, it's been a bear. Like, it's tough. Everyone has a good, solid team with depth, and the pitching especially has been quite impressive, both from the starting standpoint as well as the guys that are getting rolled out of the bullpen. So it's definitely been a challenge, and it will continue to be, you know, a challenge going forward for, you know, for the next 20 games.
So looking at this past weekend, Iowa came into Baton Field as one of the hottest teams in the league. The Friday game was not your typical Friday game that we usually see. It was a 14-12 game, back and forth, 6 lead changes. Iowa's pitcher came in with the top ERA in the conference. We were able to chase him after 4 innings. What was your impressions of that game? Very, very wild back and forth Friday game.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, we were good. You know, we scored in 4, 5, or 6 innings. The game was, you know, was in hand late. We did a good job of getting, you know, the best statistical pitcher in the conference out of the game after 4 innings. And we continued to score runs on the bullpen. And, you know, so I was really pleased with that. You know, Nate kind of bridged Harry had a shorter start, and Nate did a good job there. And then, you know, things just fell apart for us in the bullpen. Things got steamrolling and some good stuff happened their way. And we made a couple mistakes defensively. And the next thing you know, we lost a game that, you know, we had won. And so that was very, very difficult. Not the first time it's happened. And you know, again, it's happened for us on the other way around several times. So it just was very disheartening, because we were prepared to play and did a good job and didn't have anything to show from it other than a very frustrating loss.
Yeah, so Iowa was able to come back and win that one 14-12. Then heading to Saturday, since this was a 4-game series, it was a doubleheader. The first game was 7 innings. The bullpen really was spent after that Friday game, but Ben Wierenski was able to go a complete game.
Yeah, Ben pitched well. He pitched extremely well. 5 hits, complete game. Gave up 3 runs. 1 was the result of an error. You know, and the other 2 were earned, but pitched very well. No more than 1 run in an inning. You know, we got 1 back, and then, you know, 7 inning game because of the 4-game weekend. They go by really quick. You know, they gave us a chance with a couple errors in 1 inning. We hit into a double play. And then I think it was either the 6th or the 7th inning. We got a couple guys on, and Ryan Lasko was up with a chance to win the game with a home run. And he hit a home run. It was just a foul ball. And, you know, that game ended really quick and abruptly, 3-1. Their pitcher was outstanding. He did a very good job. And, you know, we didn't take advantage of the scoring opportunities and the defensive miscues that they finally made. and that game was over quick.
Yeah, that was Drew Irvine. Also a complete game, a dueling complete game, old-fashioned there. And then moving to game two, it was a nine-inning game. This was a tight game. It was two outs in the eighth. They had a bunt single and sort of exploded from there. What did you see in this game here?
Yeah, I mean, one-to-one game in the seventh inning. Again, things obviously didn't go our way up until this point. And we got the game, you know, we got the game tied in the seventh. And again, it kind of fell apart on us in the bullpen. Brent Teller was excellent, had his best velocity and stuff of the year. Only gave up one run through six innings. And, you know, then we just continued to have struggles, you know, throwing strikes and getting guys out of the bullpen. And they had a big inning and kind of put that game away in the eighth inning. And that was it. That was kind of put the ending on a difficult day, where we didn't really do a very good job of hitting the entire day. But I will credit Iowa's pitchers. You know, both those starters that pitched against us on Saturday were outstanding, and they executed at a high level, and they pitched at the top of their game, and they had good stuff. So it wasn't just a case of poor hitting. It was compounded by them being really good on the mound too.
Yeah, and then moving to the series finale on Sunday, it was a tough start. Iowa scored six early runs. They were up 6-0 in the third. But then I feel like the key there was Jared Bellissimo really settled it down for the team to make a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, Jared hadn't pitched a whole lot because, you know, we're not playing games outside of the weekend. And his primary role is exactly what he's done. You know, I think the first weekend he gave us three or four innings in a game that we were winning handily and allowed us to not go to some of our shorter relievers. And we immediately went to him when things weren't going well for Justin. And he pitched very effectively for, you know, almost five innings. Good three pitch mix, kept hitters off stride, threw strikes, you know, walked maybe one or two guys, but you know, we got a lot of weak outs and played good defense behind him, and he kept the game right at bay. And then, you know, like what happened on Friday, we were able to then score a lot of runs late and kind of turn the table on what happened on Friday.
Yeah, so to wrap up Bellissimo's line, it was 4 1/3 shutout innings. And then the big inning there was the bottom of the eighth inning. Chris Brito drew a walk, and then Evan Slight hit a grand slam. That was his second of the season. What have you seen from Evan this year, particularly that at-bat?
Yeah, well, Evan has been pretty good this year. You know, again, he's a freshman eligibility-wise, and this is his first true year of playing. And he's had some outstanding games, and then he's had some poor games. You know, he drove in six runs. He hit a grand slam and then also had an RBI single to get us, you know, a run in the fourth inning as well. So without him, you know, we don't have a chance that day, but he did a great job. He's strong. He's got good power. You know, he hit a ball opposite field home run, which he did, you know, against Minnesota as well too. So, he's working on being consistent, and if he develops into, you know, having a consistent swing and a consistent approach with how strong he is, you know, I think you're going to see some really good stuff from him going forward.
Yeah, so that cut it to 7-6. Eric Reardon then threw a 1-2-3-9. Then the pressure just stayed on in the bottom of the inning. Needed one run to tie. Richie Schiekhofer had the bunt after Nyster's leadoff single. And then from there, ended up being Slight again at the plate. 0-2 count, got hit by a pitch. I've noticed that the team is one of the league leaders in hit by pitch. Is that a coincidence or just something that's actually done?
I mean, we try to have a 1-to-1 ratio with strikeouts and hit by pitches and walks combined. You know, so that's really difficult to attain, but we have been hit a lot. You know, the guys, they don't jump out of the way. They're not diving into pitches, you know, but they're holding their ground, especially on off speed pitches that are in the other batter's box. Like, we're not jumping out of the way. We're taking an opportunity to safely protect ourselves and not give ground and take advantage of an off speed pitch hitting us in the leg or foot or rear end and taking our base, because you know, it's a mistake by the pitcher, and just like getting a hit, it's an opportunity for the team to score runs, and we're trying to win.
Yeah, so Evan got hit by an 0-2 pitch. It was obviously a mistake pitch from Grant Leonard, the Iowa pitcher. And then that brought up Danny DeGiorgio. He made his return this weekend, hadn't played since March 20th, had a homer earlier in the series, and then he ended up just putting up a long at-bat and putting the ball in play for the winning run. What has been Danny's road to recovery, and how's he doing?
Well, he's worked hard with our trainers for a month straight. We thought he was going to be ready to go last weekend. He wasn't. He's still sore, but he kind of grinded through and stayed on the field for us for three games defensively and a fourth offensively as the DH. And, you know, it was a big boost for our lineup, gives us a little more length, you know, gives us a veteran guy out there that's worked really hard to improve his swing. And he did a great job, you know, getting hits and getting on base and doing some good stuff for us offensively last weekend. And hopefully he'll feel even better going forward for the rest of the year.
Yeah, so now looking ahead to this weekend, back on the road, we'll be facing number 17, Michigan, first ranked opponent of the season. Obviously, Michigan is a program that went to the College World Series. What's going to be the focus for this week heading back on the road?
Well, today is a rest day and school day and get recovered and organized. And then we'll practice tomorrow. I think the weather's going to be nice here, mid-70s maybe, and we'll get a good practice in tomorrow. We'll have a lighter practice Wednesday, and then Thursday we'll leave. You know, in between we'll get prepared and try to study them a little bit as much as we can. And then, you know, we'll travel out Thursday. We're not going to get to practice because, you know, we're going after classes Thursday, and we won't get into, you know, where we're getting till about 9 o'clock at night. So we'll rest up, and then we got a three game set instead of a four game set. Michigan is Michigan. I mean, they're 18-7. They're good at all aspects, starting pitching, bullpen. They run, they steal bases, they walk a lot, they hit home. I mean, they're very, very well-rounded and complete club and well-coached. And so it'll be a big challenge for us. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. But, you know, again, we got a couple days here to get healthy and lift a little bit, and then try to fix some stuff. And we have to be on all cylinders going into this weekend in order to compete at a high level and have a chance to win. You know, we got to pitch it. We have to close games out if we're ahead. We have to have good at bats and get hits with runners in scoring position. And we need to play good defense. So we need to do all of those things in order to win, you know, against a highly ranked team and that's good at everything.
So that series will start Friday, be a 4 p.m. game, Saturday at 2, and then Sunday at 1. Coach, we look forward to seeing you out there. Another big week of Big Ten action.
All right, thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. And thanks for listening to another edition of the Inside Rutgers Athletics Podcast.